like, you know, September. We say we're gonna say July, and it's really gonna be September. You know how that goes with that. And I put the workbook, and then, excuse me, we have 25 hottest indie authors, advocates, and artists. Magazine. You can check out all of that on andwethought.com. And when you go to andwethought.com, you guys take a moment, go to the ladies page, and go to the middle, and you see the charities that we've probably. And also, Just Writing Life, okay? So you guys can check that out if you're in Sacramento or Channel 18 on Amazon.com. I think I got everything that Winona would say. Oh, wait, Winona would say she needs to be more famous, so that some book just turned it into a movie. I forgot what it is. You heard the bit so many times. So that you guys are here to hear about me and what we're doing, you're here to hear about our wonderful guests. Wonderful guests, I'm trying to introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I am Deborah Franklin, and I am America's number one purpose and destiny igniter. I'm so excited about being with you guys today, and I don't know where to start. What are we doing, girl? Because I'm traveling, you're home, so how are we going to do this?
If you're just making it up today, I didn't even go into the office. I'm in a guest bedroom. It's horrible. We're making it up today, but how did you become America's number one?
You know, because every time I meet somebody, I'm always talking to them about what their purpose is, what their destiny is. And it seems like they get stuck because it seems like I always meet the people that are like, I'm kind of doing this, I'm kind of doing that. And my goal is in life is to be able to help you know that you, whatever you're ambitious about, whatever you're setting your mind to do, whatever you're planning to do, that it's in you. And I'm there to just help push you to that point. And that's where I know I am number one. I don't care who it is. We could be in the line for the grocery store. I'm going to tell you, look, it's time for you to get out this line and go to the other line because it's time for you to go further along in life.
That's a very interesting statement right there about, do you think that women, I mean, about, and I just switched. Do you think that women themselves hold themselves back because of doubt and fear?
Of course we do, because so many times as women, we were raised to be the nurturer. We were raised to take care of everybody, and we never take care of ourselves. We were raised to take the second seat, and heaven forbid if you are a woman and firstborn, you were raised to take care of your younger siblings, raised to be the one, because usually you're the one that takes care of your parents once they get older. You're the one that everybody has, let's say, experimented on. You're the one that's usually told that you can't do something or you're out of your lane, but in all actuality, we're in our lane because God has created us all different. God has created us all to be an individual. Yeah, we might have some similarities, but I am different from you, and I should walk in my destiny and my purpose, regardless of what's going on around me.
It's very inspirational this morning. So, how do we get out of that? How do we get out of it? Because, you know, we take on so much. Like, I'm not a mother, but I've seen mothers, especially trying to be an artist. Like, so I've met authors that are mothers that homeschool their children, that take care of their husband, and try to do an author thing at the same time. How can we juggle it all?
At some point, you got to make up in your mind that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of me. And as women, it's okay to ask for help because so many times we see everybody doing everything, but we don't know that behind the scenes, they got somebody that's making phone calls for them. They got somebody that's helping with their social media. They have somebody that's helping them with the kids. You know, I just finished, and I know I'm late on reading this, Shonda Rhimes' book, My Year of Yes. She said in one of her chapters, she said, I'm honest now about telling people that I'm not doing it all. I have help at home with her kids. And I'm like, you know, that's like a wonderful thing. And you can't feel guilty about asking for help or having help. Because at the end of the day, if you didn't have it, you wouldn't be able to make it to your next step.
How do you think that women cannot feel shameful about asking for help? You know, I know that as a woman, you are towards, you can do it all yourself. How do you get over that shame and guilt?
You know what? At the end of the day, you just have to start talking to yourself and just know. And then other women have to start being honest with each other because so many times you have those that make it seem like that they're doing it all and they're not being honest with everybody around them. So at some point we have to just start saying, girl, you know, like, girl, who you got helping you? Because this is who I got helping me. At some point we've got to learn to network on our help, not just on what we're doing. Not just because I wrote a book, you wrote a book. Baby, who's helping you behind the scenes? So that way you don't have to feel shame, because a lot of times you feel shame because you don't realize that you're not alone and you're not the only one that's not doing it.
Absolutely. It's true. It's true. I mean, we ask for hair recommendations and recommendations and food recommendations and, girl, that dress is gorgeous. Can I get me one of those? We ask right all the time. So I can see if we just normalize it. That's what you're saying. Just normalize it.
Normalize it. Yep. Because at the end of the day, it, you know what? Everything that we thought was not normal is probably the new norm. Because you got more women, you got more women in the workplace. You have more women that are multitasking. You got women that now, they may be teachers by day, but then radio host or TV show host or building the next big thing. You know, you just don't know how women are multitasking in their day-to-day lives. And heaven forbid that they're parents. You know, it's just like, you just don't know. But at the end of the day, we all got to make it happen.
That's very true. That's very true. I'm so, guys, you know, this podcast is crazy. It is like, I was almost done. And then what happened? I got out of my bed and did too much. And now, went back to the doctor, started all over again. I need to know how to rest.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes. I'm sorry, y'all, with all the background noise. but and I'm gonna link.
You're in an airport. That's how it goes in airports. Unless you have a private plane, which we are best friends.
Right. But look, this prophesied that into my life, and I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Speak those things, honey. But you know, I would have to tell other women that in order to get clear, you really have to have that. And I hate to say it, you know, I say it like this. You need to have that sabbatical with yourself and start writing down things, because journaling helps, writing helps. And I know it sounds cliche, but at the end of the day, if you're consistent and intentional about what you're doing, your purpose and your destiny starts to unveil itself to you, as well as learning how to, and it goes with your brand statement. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, I got my brand. I say, but your brand is more than your business cards. It's more than your pins. It's more than your Facebook page. Ask somebody, if you were to walk up to me and had to describe me to somebody, how would you describe me? 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you who you are. You're funny. You're bubbly. You're a motivator. You're this, you're that. And then you go, okay, wait a minute. So that's my brand. Your brand is what people remember you as. They don't remember you on your business card. They remember who you are. And then once you know that, then you can start saying, oh, so maybe I am that. Maybe I am, you know, stronger than what I am. Because a lot of times, even when I was in my weakest or my darkest point, people would say, oh my God, you just really encouraged me. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, how am I encouraging you when I can't encourage myself?
Isn't that how it goes?
But that's how it goes. And that's how you really start to get clear about what you're doing. Because a lot of times, and then as women, a lot of times we feel ashamed about what we are doing. Because, you know, if you're good at cleaning a house, girls, go start a cleaning service. Because I know that ain't my life. That is not, I'm not about that life. I will look, honey, you don't want to pay me to do none of that. But there are women that are good at it. And be okay with being good at what you're good at.
I like that. I like that very much. And I love how you said that it's the feeling that you leave with people describe you as. I have a really good friend, Ron Mason, and she has a podcast. She always, at the end of every podcast, she's like, it's a feeling that you leave people with. So it doesn't matter what you're selling, what you're doing, whatever. People will remember you by the feeling that you gave them. If you gave them a creepy vibe, you're the creep.
Exactly.
Like, you are like a stuck up person, you gave them that vibe. That's what we remember. But if you were warm and inviting, they're going to remember that. And especially in a business, when you're doing a business, you think, okay, that's my strong quality.
Exactly.
And inviting, then that is what you should definitely do. And I appreciate that very much, because Winona and I, everyone says that we're hilarious. I'm not hilarious today because, yeah, I'm out of sorts.
I totally get it.
But it's very true, and that does kind of help you get clear. Not all of those times, the negative things that people say, but the positive things, because that's what you're bringing. That's what you need to know. You need to know.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, you know, we kind of know what our weaknesses are. We have our strengths.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, we are out of time, which is.
Oh my gosh.
So, where can people find you? My infamous last question that I added more because someone, JC Holman, he gave me. Part of my question. So many people find you, and here's JC Holman's B question. What's next?
Oh my gosh, we got so many things that are coming up. All right, so they can find me on Conversations with Deborah Frank, conversationsdeborahfranklin.com, and I'm Conversations Deborah Franklin on all social media and social media, yeah, everywhere. You can also find my show live on listenvisionlive.com. And that's Conversations Deborah Franklin, as well as my YouTube page, Conversations Deborah Franklin. Do y'all see something, some similarities going on?
So, yeah, absolutely. I love the branding across all platforms.
Yes, honey, yes. We had to do something. So what's next? We are releasing my next book, which is 21 Days, 21 Minutes of Prayer and Meditation. And this book talks about intentionality. How do we pray and meditate on things to be intentional? You're wondering why things are not working out. You're wondering why things are not going the way that you want. That's because you're not being intentional. And I always tell the story. It's just like as a kid, you're going to your mom. You're saying, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to go this. Can I wear these shoes? Can I go here? Can I do this? And then they're like, just stop. What do you want? And I say, don't you think God is like that? You're praying for all these things and all these things, but then he don't know what to bless you with, because, or he blesses you with something that you're like, this not really what I wanted at this time, but you weren't intentional about what you were doing. So in this particular book, it teaches you how to be intentional. And in our lives and what we're doing in life, we have to be intentional. Because if you're not, that might be why you still keep meeting the same person over and over again, but different person. You know what I'm saying? Or why you're not happy at your job. Why you're not happy with where you are. Because you're not being intentional. So that's what that's doing. So that's what's next. Releasing that and get ready for this summer, because we got some shows coming up that are going to knock your socks off.
What she means is the And I Thought Babies are coming. Well, she hasn't invited us, but she really wanted to invite us.
I'm joking. Y'all are coming. No, trust me. My sister is watching it, and they have been doing, they have been like shocking me with the people. I was like, it's about time y'all find these people. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, y'all have to come, because especially if y'all were in the D.C. area, because I tape live in D.C. every Saturday.
We are in Annapolis, Maryland.
Shut up. Then y'all can come on over to D.C.
Absolutely, we can.
Yes,
it over. You know we will. And if Winona was here, I had to do it, because that's the, I'm getting the Winona narcissism. I'm trying to drum it up.
Awesome.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Miss Deborah. And you guys, please forgive me, because you know I'm trying real hard not to be coughing. But you guys can join us at any time and find out what your ladies are doing on andwethought.com. Guys, remember, we have the virtual book festival that's coming up at the end of August, August 31st. Well, it'll be fun, because you don't have to leave your house. Yes, we know it's close to Labor Day. Yes, we know that kids are going to school, but you don't have to come in. Absolutely not. All you have to do is click your phone and do your chores around your house and get everything prepared for your guests that next day. So we're going to do that. We're going to have some wonderful speakers and some wonderful poetry. And also, we are doing a writer's workshop, which we will post soon, if it's not October. And you guys can find everything about us, which is Jade and Winona. My goodness, I'm like tearing this up. At andwethought.com. Remember that we